President Trump, you've probably heard, has named as his chief of staff Susie Wiles. First time a female has held that post. Here's some trivia for you. Wiles grew up in New Jersey and is one of Pat Summerall's three children, the famous sportscaster. Her first job in politics was as an assistant to the late Jack Kemp, who was one of Summerall's teammates during his playing career with the New York Giants. Summerall was an alcoholic and credited Wiles, his daughter, with his decision to get sober. In his memoir, he wrote, "I hadn't been there much for my kids, but Susan's letter made it clear that I'd hurt them." When he died in 2013, Wiles described her father as an extraordinary man and a wonderful father. 219 texted in this morning and said, "Hey, John Williams, you and Lisa Dent owe Donald Trump an apology for claiming yesterday he would not put a woman into his cabinet. His first choice is woman, first chief of staff female ever." We did not say that he would not be doing that. We noted on News Nation the graphic they had showed a bunch of potential cabinet posts. I don't know that chief of staff is necessarily a cabinet position, but it's a position of extraordinary authority. And what do you know? Out of the gate, it's a woman. Connell McShane joins us now from News Nation. Hi, Connell. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Always good to talk to you.
Any surprise there?
I don't think so. I think the graphic you're alluding to is probably talking about other positions in the administration, because I know on our show and some other shows did some stories yesterday about, whether, for example, Marco Rubio would be the Secretary of State or what position would Elon Musk get. But the reporting throughout had been that Susie Wiles would be the favorite to be chief of staff if she wanted the job. That's what people around her were saying. Did she want to be the White House chief of staff? And obviously she does. So, this is seen by a lot of people as a smart pick by Trump, given, the other options that he may have had out there. She obviously has done a very, very good job over her career in running campaigns. She's very, very highly respected on both sides in terms of her political acumen, and now the question is, what type of chief of staff will she be? What type of gatekeeper will she be? The other side wants to know if she's the one putting up the guardrails to keep some others out of the White House. I don't know the answer to any of that, but it's an interesting pick, and I think probably an encouraging pick, even for people who are not huge fans of Trump, to see that that's the first person he went with.
That was my reaction, too. The road to Washington, D.C. is littered with former Donald Trump chiefs of staff, so you do wonder how long or able she will be to do the job, but hopefully she'll be able to rein in his worst impulses and help guide him. He certainly needs that. What's your thoughts been this week, Connell?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thoughts this week, I was thinking about it right before I came on with you, is that we're all trying to figure out what's going on. I heard a lot of people, and I've read a lot of pieces over the last few days with absolute certainty about, hey, well, this is what's happening in the country, and this is why a Trump won, and this is what needs to change. And those are the same people, and I would include myself in this group, that had no idea what was going to happen before the election. So why are we so certain afterwards that they all know why Trump won or what should happen next? I mean, I think there's two things. I mean, one of the things I was looking at, and I think it'll be one of the bigger stories to come out of this election, is that what happened outside of the swing states, we focus so much on seven states, what happened outside of the swing states might very well be the biggest story. For example, in the biggest move in this country from left to right is either going to be, it looks like, in New York or California. Both are about 11 points right of where they were in the last election. Of course, both still blue states. But there was so much movement all over the country away from Democratic positions that we wouldn't even be talking about today if Harris squeezed out victories in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which she didn't come very far away from doing. She lost by an average of like 1.5 points in all three of those states. The margin is about the same as Biden won them by 4 years ago. So if she won those states, this other story that I think we should be talking about would be masked. It wouldn't even be brought up. But I think that's probably the biggest story, this movement either away from the left or a little bit to the right, pretty much all over the country.
This is not the most important point, but Corey Lewandowski was on with Elizabeth Vargas, and she asked him, because he continues to be an advisor, that guy is still out there, to now President-elect Trump, and she asked him how he's going to unite the nation.
He obviously feels great, Elizabeth. Look, this outpouring of support from the American people, not only did he win the Electoral College, but he's going to win the popular vote, something hasn't been done in almost 20 years. So he feels very good about the vision that he laid out for America. Now it's time to go execute that vision.
And she asked him, well, how is he going to do that? And he said, well, everybody's behind him. And he had some boilerplate answer. I'm not so critical with the second part as I am the first part. When they're talking really fast like that, sometimes they're saying things that you've got to pause and go, wait, really? And in fact, what Corey Lewandowski said was categorically not true. President Trump will not have, he said it was the first time that he won, that somebody has won the popular and electoral vote in 20 years. Barack Obama did it twice. George Bush did it twice.
Al Gore. Yeah, he means Republican, right.
I wish he would have said that because...
Right, that was, yeah, he obviously, yeah, he misspoke there. You're right, 100% they did it. But, and that's, Republicans haven't been able to do it. And Bush was the last to do it in 04, but every time a Democrat wins, pretty much, they win the popular vote. But for Trump, and that is what is different than 2016. And by the way, Trump's numbers in terms of votes, right this minute at least, they still have votes to count, especially in California, are almost the exact amount of votes he had last time, like 74 million, almost the exact amount. So we'll see what comes in from California.
A friend of mine here pointed out that it's a 12 million vote swing, though, when you figure that Joe Biden won by 7 million,
right,
and Kamala lost by 5. So
yeah, that's what I mean by all those other states outside the swing states, the movement, with the margins tightening, or, you know, the red states getting red or blue states getting less blue. That was remarkable.
Yeah. It's, I think, been, by the way, you might just pass this along to your colleagues. I shared it to some of the higher-ups here. The text messages and email that I personally received from listeners who thought that the News Nation coverage was the very best are legion. I think you guys picked up a lot of fans Tuesday night.
I hope so. No, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I mean, we worked really hard at it, but I have to say that the firm that we used to call the races, Decision Desk HQ, deserves a lot of the credit as well. DDHQ, so you have Scott Traynor and all these people over there, they're the best in the business, and they stick to the data, stick to the numbers. They helped us prepare beforehand, especially me. I was doing all the data on the wall, and Scott, you know, so helpful in telling me what to look for. And then in terms of calling the races, they were dead on. So I think if we do, and I hope we do, pick up some fans, it'll be in part for that reason, that we just, you know, we didn't go in with a bias, and whatever was happening, we called it as we saw it, and so did they. So thanks.
Connell McShane, News Nation, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you, Connell. Let's talk next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Always enjoy his company.